Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens.
And I'm Cynthia Kiss.
You didn't say a show where we...
Oh my God, I got thrown! A show where we talk about all things drag because we're semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm the mole, Juicebox.
No, I'm the mole.
Cynthia Kiss. Well, that was a messy intro.
That was so bad. SQ Cuties, we're juggling more this week because now we're visual and we're working on a new platform for our podcast. So my airhead brain forgot my line. I dropped my line.
I thought you were frozen because you just stared at the camera.
I thought blankly, you were frozen.
And I was just like, a show just, where we...
I was so ready for you to say juice box. I was like, in my mind, I was like, she's going to say juice box. No, I have a line. A show where we talk about all things drag, of course.
Because we're semi-qualified to speak on it.
That intro confirms that. We are definitely
semi-qualified. Well, here we are. We are live for you, and we do have some video content coming for you this week. I have to stop looking, because usually when I podcast, I look at the ground. So I tend to look at my keyboard. Now I have to look up. I have to look up and almost at the camera. I have so much more to think about. But we do have some video content.
Can I get you some water, please?
Yeah, give her some water.
And we have a soundboard, which Cynthia is very excited about.
You guys, folks, I am so excited for the soundboard. Like, just if you hear strange sounds popping in, just know it's the new dialogue. It's the third co-host of the show.
The third co-host is Cynthia's soundboard.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm the third host, and the second main host is the soundboard. They seem more qualified. Yeah, basically. Yeah.
So... Cynthia goes to me.
I'll behave.
Before we started this, Cynthia goes, did you maybe want to work on the soundboard? Like, do you want to do it the first time? And I was just like, no, because I feel like you're more excited about it. So I think if I have the soundboard, you're going to constantly be asking me to press soundboard buttons. So I was like, do you...
So for this week, Juice isn't feeling great. So I'm gonna drive the soundboard this week, and I feel like we can take turns because this app doesn't let us both have a soundboard. That's my only bone to pick.
Yes,
with Riverside.
We are using Riverside FM right now, and yes, it doesn't allow us both to do it. I am simply the guest.
Be our special guest.
But with that being said, Cynthia, how are you doing this week? What's going on? How was your weekend? What's happening? What's the 411?
I am really getting into like the spooky season spirit. I feel like our planet doesn't really feel like fall right now. Like it's felt weirdly warm. Like in BC, but now it's gonna start raining really, really, really soon. So anytime the sun is out, I'm just kind of like a cat, like closing my eyes and like being really thankful for the fact that it's still here. But it's getting me really excited for Halloween. Do you know what? Are you doing anything? Are you getting dressed up and doing any like themed looks?
I already have so much cosplay in my closet that I'm just pulling from those.
Oh, cool. You're gonna bring them out.
Yeah, I'm just going to bring those ones out for any of my shows because I didn't really have the finances to be able to make anything new this year. And I have so much that, like, I can pull from that. Like, the pressure to constantly make new looks is very real, especially once you get on Drag Race. So I think I can just be kind to myself and use some of my old cosplays and have it work perfectly fine. But actually this year...
I'm so sorry. I love you. I love you.
I could see your brain ready to press it. I could see it. But actually this year, I don't have a gig on the 31st. I don't have any work. So this is the first year me and Mr. Box can hand out candy in our home.
Oh my God, cute.
I'm so excited to see like all the little peanuts and give them like little licorice.
I hope you get lots of that and no, like, asshole kids who are too old for trick-or-treating. That's the one thing about Halloween.
No, that's
like,
fine.
When you're too old, I
know. I don't mind. Because that was me. I was too old to go trick-or-treating when I did. So I don't mind if, like, teenagers come. It's just like, okay, here you go. I love your costume. Bye. Like, Unless they're assholes and they trash my house. Oh, there has to be a costume.
Exactly.
There has to be a costume.
I am average cis man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if he comes and he's like, I'm Andrew Tate and he's bald, I'll be like, okay, here. But yeah. But yeah. My weekend was good. I did that 24-hour workout.
Oh my God. I was watching it on Instagram. Yes. I need to hear all about this. Jeez, so what the hell are you doing?
So it basically was a fundraiser called the CF24. It's where we were raising money for the Canadian Special Olympics. We did it through my gym. I think my gym in total raised about $4,000, which is really good for a small town gym.
That's
cool. Yeah, I was really happy with it. And there was about...
Sorry.
I hate you so much. So I So basically what it is it's one workout, one 10-minute workout every hour for 24 hours. And
wait, like 24 hours straight, like a full day of working out.
A full day, but it's only 10 minutes out of that hour is a workout.
But it's the whole day. You're getting up at like...
I was there at 8 a.m. and I was there till 8 a.m. the next day. And when they told me about it, they're like, the workouts are super easy. Like, they're not hard. Like, you want to be able to stay up for 24 hours. That was a bold face fucking lie. There was like max squat cleans. There was like max out your squat. There was like do 150 wall balls for time. Like, they were hard workouts. Workouts that I would normally do one of those in a day and be exhausted. The balls were to the wall. It was literally so exhausting that I'm a little sick. Like, it just, my immune system just got beat up. I slept for like two whole days. Like, it
That's what it is.
Me.
That's why you're feeling poo-poo.
Oh, yeah.
The CrossFit thing. I actually wondered after watching, I saw your very last video and you were like going home and you and the guy you talked to, like, you both seemed like spent.
And he went to sleep. He got to sleep for like 4 hours. Like, he went on the couch in the office and slept. I only slept for like maybe 30 minutes and like stayed up.
Because you got up every hour on the hour.
To do the workouts. And like, they were so hard. There were some people who didn't even lay down. They were like, if I sit down, I will sleep. So they just stayed up. It was insane. I know.
CrossFit is for a very specific...
Yeah, I know.
Person. I love you for doing it.
I know.
You're like, who have I become? Who am I?
I know. Who am I? Who have I become? I thought I would leave there like so swole, and I left there feeling so disgusting.
Oh, but I'm glad you raised money. In the end of the day,
yes,
it was for a good cause.
Yeah, it was. It was. We raised a bunch of money. It was great, and I have spent the rest of my week on the couch watching Grey's Anatomy and playing Disney Dreamlight Valley because I have just been run over by a truck.
I know.
Can we get you some water, please?
Yeah, get her some water.
She needs it. Thank you, Brooklyn.
Is that an ambulance in your
area? Yeah, that's not the soundboard. This is straight up.
I deadass thought it was the soundboard.
No, this is really annoying. Life gets in the way of podcasting sometimes.
Can we have an emergency?
How dare you?
I'm trying to talk about Drag Race.
I've got important things to do. Okay, so it's the West End. It'll take a second.
That's okay. Can we get you some water, please? I have one that's Trixie Mattel going juice box, gorgeous, stunning, and completely eye and lip safe that I have to send.
Oh
you.
My God, yes. I need it.
I also have, what are the other ones I have for my sounds? I have Trixie saying that. I have Alyssa Edwards going Paranka.
I was looking for Paranka. I couldn't
I have Paranka. Yeah, I have a clean cut of Paranka. I have wig. Did you just say wig? Wig. That's just for us.
I love that.
Yeah. And then oh my God, what's the other one I have? One that we have to add in is, I always do it on my Twitch channel, but it's Cool for the Summer. So it's do. Mm-hmm, but then you hear Cupcake going, I'm horny.
Yes.
Oh, I'm horny.
I'm here for it. You need to dump those into the media little.
I'll send you a nice little email.
And then who's doing it next week? Who's got the soundboard next week?
Next week will be obnoxious. It'll just be me hitting Lemon's verse for 45 minutes.
I love it. But you know why we're here?
To talk about the mole.
The mole. I'm the mole. I'm not the mole.
Oh my god. We are here to talk about Drag Race UK season 4 episode 5.
Yeah, baby.
Right? Episode 5. Rest in peace, Sminty. She's gone. I am forever a broken person. I miss her every day of my life. She was my favorite part of the show. I didn't think that I was going to be as obsessed as I was, but my God, was she so good. Now she's gone, so I have to move on.
Yeah. I do think we should incorporate the dance move, the Sminty, the sad...
The sad bony twerk.
The bony twerk.
The bony twerk.
I'm gonna do the sminty at my next live show. I got it.
Oh yeah, but you have to be crying and do like the little pony whip.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I was really enamored with her, her looks, her energy, her frail stature, her bug like features. She just was so interesting. When people say like you look like a fashion illustration, like her. The way she wears those tall shoes and like exaggerates her height, she looked like a fashion illustration on the runway.
And I find a lot of the times when you get a queen who's like that, they're very much surface level. They're very much like just all about the look. They're always talking about like, oh, I'm very shy. I just like to do this. Da, da. And I found Sminty was the opposite of that. Like she was very effervescent. She was very funny. She was very like over the top. And that's why I thought she would go a lot farther, because she was so beautiful and she had such stunning looks and she was so good at it that I was surprised that she didn't do as well. And actually, something I wanted to chat about, because I know we chatted a lot about her sort of choking. She tweeted that she was having anxiety attacks during her challenge.
Aww.
And that's why she couldn't pull through. And that's why she never walked off the stage, because she was having a panic attack. Just sitting there and didn't know she had to leave. So from panic attack girly on screen to panic attack girly on screen, that sucks, babe. I know how you feel.
I will be honest. I did just watch it last night, your episode. Because
my episode?
Because I was getting the sound.
Oh, okay. I was like, why?
Yeah, like...
Can we get you some water, please?
I can't with you. Can we get you some water, please?
It's the lack of energy in Brooke's voice. Can we get you some water, please?
Just like not, doesn't she doesn't want to get it for me.
No, she's
she doesn't
want
to get it.
So we say goodbye. We say goodbye to Sminty. And I just want to give a shout out to UK spray tans. Those girls love a spray tan over there, don't they? I just realized how actual orange Danny Beard is.
Oh yeah. They love a spray tan. They love a fake tan. Love it.
And I think is it because kind of the infamous like overcast weather, they don't get a ton of sun, so it's like they want to almost artificially make the glow happen?
Maybe. I'm not too sure. I know every time I see like a UK makeup artist, it's just like, get ready with me to go on a date tonight with my sugar daddy. They're always putting some kind of like suntan drop on right away.
Yes. Yeah. I literally last week saw this kind of product and asked myself, do I need to get like a little product like this to give me a glow?
We wear so much makeup, babe. No.
Yeah, that would be too, but I mean, I don't even as like boy beat. Sometimes I'm like, I look so pale, but I don't want to like,
oh, really? You
go to
makeup
a UV.
As a boy?
No, that's what I mean. I would just put that on.
So oh, well, would, that's like... even too much for me. I'm like, eh, no, I'm all right.
I'm all right, love.
I'm all right. Absolutely knackered. No.
The British girls love the spray tan. Have you ever done a spray tan?
Okay, so funny story about me and spray tans. When I was in high school, now, before everyone starts, this is a different time. When I was in high school, I was in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Cool.
And they told us to go on stage. They were like, because you guys are all in the desert, you all have to have tans. And it was the middle of winter, and we were all like skinny, pale,
pasty.
Like pasty white kids, you know? Yeah. We were like half of, I went to like a fancy, rich Italian school, so everyone's just Italian. So even the Italians are like very pale at the time. So they told us, they were like, you either have to go tanning or get a spray tan before the show. So we were like, okay. And now looking back on it, I'm like, slightly problematic. That whole show was slightly problematic. Like everything they sort of made us do, looking back on it, I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe they like we allowed that. Or like, oh, we were kids, right?
The things that you kind of can pull off and call art, because it's like theater, Yeah. Is beyond. It's beyond what you can get kids to all of a sudden. Like, boundaries are gone when you enter a theater space. It's like the most raw, vulnerable thing you can be is like,
and we're kids, so we blindly trust these adults to tell us what's okay and what's not okay. And all of us are like, is this fine? And we're like, they're like, yeah, it's fine. So we're like, okay. And then we just go along with it. So with that being said, I went to go get my spray tan right before, it was about 2 days before the show. I was a chorus member and Gad, one of Joseph's brothers, just saying. Yes, I know. They took my mic away. It's fine. But but then I went to go get it. And being someone who has had panic attacks and anxiety attacks, but when I was that age, I didn't know what they were. I was in it and she said, here's what you do. Here's how you move, blah, 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 whatever, bye. And she left me. So you know how you have to like position yourself? So I positioned myself, stopped breathing, panicked because I wasn't breathing, didn't know when to move because I didn't hear the buzzing that was supposed to do when I moved. So it sprayed my front twice, like Ross on Friends.
No.
Yeah. And then when I went out, I went, it sprayed my front twice. She went, oh. So I had to go back in. She had to put it at its maximum level and spray my back twice. So the color that I was when I left there was not even a natural, like it couldn't have been like, oh, Juice, oh my God, you are very tanned. It was just like, it was this like dark orange kind of like ombery thing. Like it was when spray tans were brand new too. And I was mortified. That I was this.
No.
Yeah. And it lasted like 2 weeks. It was awful. She had to wash my hands with. Yeah. 2 weeks. She had to wash my hands with Windex because she didn't want my palms to get dirty. And then it took all of it off my hands. So I had white hands. It was awful.
This is my thing. This is my thing with spray tans. They feel great for like, in theory. But when you actually do the practicality of having, like, basically a lotion over your entire body.
Yeah.
As you wash your hands, as you shave your face, as the skin renews in certain areas faster or you just wash it more, I feel like in practice, spray tans look crazy.
I think if you get it done correctly by someone who knows what they're doing, because I got a spray tan for the reunion special for Crave.
Okay, cool.
Where I was wearing the purple corset. That was a spray tan. So,
oh, fabulous.
Yeah. So that worked really good. And it lasted like a week and it was fine. And it just gave me a little glow. But this first one I got was when they first started. And I was just like I was even scared to get this spray tan this last time because I was just like, it's going to look so bad.
Triggered. Oh my God. For the reunion. For the
I know.
You would have been Devo.
Absolutely Devo'd by. It would have been awful.
So I guess we've been chatty Cathy's. Do we want to kind of glaze through the mini? The reading challenge?
Well, yeah. I mean, we can glaze through it. It wasn't very memorable for me at all. I did not enjoy the reading challenge, personally. And I feel like they've changed the reading challenge over the years because... It's chocolate.
It's chocolate.
I feel like they've changed the reading challenge because it used to be where you would, like, everyone would do, like, a bunch of reads. Now it feels like everyone gets one or two. And I'm like, what happened here?
Yeah, it's almost... Is it because we've kind of perfected the formula and everyone's kind of good at reading? And therefore, like, I used to think it was impressive to see someone kind of joke after joke after joke after joke. Like, it'd be impressive how many kind of they got in a row. I feel like everyone can always do one zinger. So to your point where it's like we're only seeing one joke per queen, it's almost like, no, I want to hear their whole lineup. Like,
yeah,
when Jujubee slayed, it was like, wow, you basically went down the row and just clocked each girl. The unspoken truth about her, but twist it into a joke.
Yeah.
But now it's kind of like, wham, boom, baby, wear my clothes, bam.
Well, now I think what they're doing is they're putting the reading challenge earlier in the season. So they have to allot for more time so everyone gets less. But I want just the top girls doing the reading. I want, like, top six reading challenge. I want to hear them do, like, five reads. And they're just going in on each other. And then I want the person who flops to absolutely drown. You know?
I want top three and the worst read goes home.
Goodbye.
There we go. We could produce the show. We could do it.
Done. Guess who would go home on the reading challenge? Me.
Are you not good at reading people?
I'm better at, like, reading people that I know. If I don't know them, it's hard. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I bet you in the right situation, it's always kind of like that, ooh, what can't I say? Can I say thing?
Yeah.
And you just like lean into it.
And I always don't want to go for low hanging fruit, you know? Like, I don't want to make the obvious joke.
Oh my God. Eve 6000 told me this week that we both have low hanging fruititis.
Me and you?
No, me and her.
Oh.
She's like, yeah, we both just go for like these very like painfully obvious jokes. And I'm like, gladly.
It makes them laugh.
Make them laugh.
Exactly. Make them laugh. Dude, what was your favorite read?
What kind of got me? Oh, I did actually laugh at Black Peppa's read to Baby saying she wasn't wearing clothes the week prior.
Yeah, that was cute. I forget who said it, but I liked the read where it was just like, we've opened the stage up for trans excellence, and with Dakota, you get to see trans mediocrity.
Danny, yes.
Did Danny say that? Yeah. I enjoyed that one. Yeah, I liked that.
Of course it was Danny. It's like their season. Let's get
Danny.
Real.
Yeah, it feels very Danny Beard season.
Daddy Beard.
Daddy Beard. She's kind of hot. Didn't you thought? Yeah.
She's not my type, but she's like killing the season. She's very watchable, very funny, very entertaining, as we see in this episode, no less, love.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
But we get to find out from RuPaul herself that they are doing a Rusical this week, and they're singing live.
You're triggered, Ariana Grande.
No, I love it. I love the fact that they were actually doing it live. To me, that was fun.
Did it sound like they were doing it live to you?
Okay, and then this was going to be my second question. How live was that live mic?
That's what I'm saying, is like, how live was it? Because it sounded quite good. And I was like, but I guess it was live. And we have to remember, a lot of these people are used to performing live.
Yeah. So we're going to dive in. We're going to dive into their performance and what we think in just a sec. Because, yeah, I have thoughts. I do have thoughts on that. It sounded like album worthy recordings.
Yeah, it was very good. But Pixie Polite wins the reading challenge, as she should. I thought she was quite good.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets to pick the maxi challenge, which is Larry Poppins the Rusical. So she gets to pick the parts.
Yes, she's casting director. I also loved RuPaul's laugh when they were saying Pixie was the winner of the reading challenge. Did you kind of notice Ru was kind of laughing at her? It was like, you didn't win last week, but here's a mini.
Yeah, here you go.
He just kind of was like, like crushing her spirit.
Yeah, it was almost saying like, you're not going to win the show, but I guess you can have this. Like, it's just like, okay.
But then here's the gag. Literally, Pixie Polite's playing casting director. She's doling out roles. She's worrying about Dakota. She's worrying about everyone but herself, to this point where she ends up casting herself as the lead, Larry Poppins.
Very Robbie Turner when she ended up with the poodle. Very Robbie Turner.
Mm-hmm. It made me laugh so hard when they just got that like beautifully sincere footage of her looking and being like, oh, yeah, I guess that's me. I'll be Larry. Like,
and you know what's funny? I was so shocked when because then she talks later about wanting to change Larry into this other character. And I was just like, babes, you would have, that was stupid. Like, she should have kept Larry.
Yeah, all of a sudden. All of a sudden we're rehearsing and she goes over to Danny and is like, I think I've made a mistake. I don't think I can do this role.
She handed her the
Pixie,
win.
What about Pixie could not have done that role? I feel like she's now got this inner dialogue or something saying she's not capable when she totally is.
Yeah, I was just like, I don't understand. Like, especially once the whole thing started, I was just like, Pixie could have done this perfectly fine. Like, she's so good at singing, and especially with the way that she was playing her role already, I was just like, she could have fallen into this with some very slight changes to her character. Like, why isn't she just doing it? But nevertheless, vibes.
I know. I truly didn't get it. I didn't get it at all, because it was obviously going to be Danny's opportunity to just like ham it up, being the character, like being the main character. And I felt like we kind of saw that side of Danny in the improv chatty, like the chat show. So it was almost like we've already seen them do this. The Rusical was amazing. They did an amazing job, but I felt like it was Pixie's time to shine. She's being too polite. She's being her last name.
Pixie too polite. She's being too polite, vibes.
She needs to change her last name.
Pixie then, Rude.
Yeah. She comes back for All Stars. I've changed my name. I'm Pixie Rude.
No, change my name. It's Roxy Rude now. All about myself.
Always an alliteration.
Roxy Rude. Coming out on top.
With five X's.
Roxy Rude. She sounds like fucking, what's it called? She sounds like Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow or something.
Yes, exactly. Oh, a lobotomy, a new character. Okay, but then we get to the main stage for rehearsal with choreographer Giovanni. Whistle, whistle.
Oh my God. And he's a chubby chaser, apparently.
Yeah. He really looked like he was flirting with Danny.
Oh, the smile? The little, like, yes. Glimmer in his eyes? He was just like, yeah. I want Danny to mount me.
Absolutely.
Danny is just like, didn't know he's a chubby chaser, but I run. I was like, I can't with this accent.
I know. It's always so over the top, but I love it. I love it so much. I'm telling you, it's Danny's season.
I feel like they're painting it very, very much for Danny right now. I feel like Danny's getting a lot of screen time, a lot of praise, especially like with the runway and everything. And especially last week, I feel like Danny's getting a lot. I feel like it's very Danny's to lose at this point.
Uh-oh, to lose.
Yeah. Well, you know, remember how they paint somebody really well?
Oh, yeah.
Right? They give you that broad stroke, someone really good. It gives them a lot to push them off. So yeah. I feel like I'm kind of getting that energy right now. Mm-hmm. So
very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting. Well, it was kind of, they did the choreography. The choreographer was cute. I just wanted to say that.
Oh, he was beautiful. Oh my God. I don't know what they were on. Oh, they were on Strictly, right? Which is like Dancing with the Stars, but British.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Hot.
Are you watching? You don't watch Dancing with the Stars.
I watched episode one for Shangela because, like, how cool. I did watch episode one and I wanted to see Selma Blair because, like, that's incredible. Having to be able to push through her MS and everything. So I wanted to see a few of the people on it, but I'm not a really big fan of Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was just hard to kind of get into every week. So I watched the first one, but, you know, that's it.
It's one of those shows, it's so long. Like, it's like 2.5 hours. I can throw it on in the background, and that's that perfect kind of show for, like, multiple screens. Like, that's when I'm on TikTok, too. You know what I mean? I'm doing the most. It's kind of just on, and then I'll hear a name like, next up, Shangela, and then you watch her actual number. But they're all so over the top. That show is all about the feels. Like, that show is a love fest.
The judges, I don't love.
It's a very interesting critiquing style. Like, there's such passion and emotion. I think it's something synonymous with, like, dance in general. It's really people who are they're very in tune with their emotions. And
well,
so
the one guy just stands up the whole time. He just stands up.
You gave it your all. He just claps.
Like, girl, sit down.
He almost fell last week, and Tyra was like, put your butt on the chair.
Yeah. Also, like, Tyra being a host when she is, like, very problematic is, like, you know?
Tyra has a very interesting hosting style. I love when she gets dramatic. She, like, last week, she gave the most dramatic delivery. She's like, and in one moment, one of you will go home. Like, the way she looked down at the mic and was like, Bankable Productions. That's
Bankable.
Tyra.
Oh, Bankable Productions. I miss that show every day. I miss the Tyra show every day. I miss America's Next Top Model every day. Every day.
Well, it's so interesting because Drag Race was inspired by America's Next Top Model. Like, it definitely copied that format. And now, looking at Tyra Banks with Dancing with the Stars, it's almost like she's taking a page out of RuPaul's book. Like, she's quite honestly, those are drag queen gowns. Like, they're over the top.
Oh, yes.
Head to floor concept, the wigs, everything. So it's really interesting to see who's inspiring who now.
Has Tyra ever been on Drag Race?
No.
Really?
No.
That's shocking.
Naomi Campbell has, and that's probably why she hasn't.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Haven't gotten one of those in a bit.
I wanted to let you know we have a soundboard.
Just gently remind you the soundboard still exists. Okay, where were we?
We can probably take a break unless we want to talk about the mirror chats and makeup rituals.
There really wasn't much for mirror chat or makeup rituals. No. They kind of went right to it because I think we had so much with the Rusical and the runway that I think they just sort of breezed right by it. So why don't we just take a break and hear a word from our sponsor right now.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Feeling down in the dumps? Feel like you need someone who isn't a friend or family member to talk about it? BetterHelp is the perfect neutral party.
BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you.
Talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience.
There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area.
You just fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Boom.
Then you schedule secure video and phone sessions. Plus, you can exchange unlimited messages, and everything you share is completely confidential.
You can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime.
Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist.
We have a special offer to the semi-qualified Queens listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/SQQ.
That's betterhelp.com/SQQ. The special URL will be in the show notes. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
2 hours later.
And we're back. Really consider, you know, using our code if you're thinking about BetterHelp. Mental health is very important.
What is that?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
2 hours later. Oh, I'm happy we
I've thought about using that sound when we have to look things up. Like, it's like when we Google on the fly about like British culture, it'll be like 2 hours later.
Yeah. I love I'm really happy the soundboard's here. I'm happy for you. You guys, and just so you guys know,
I can't tell if Juice is being deeply sarcastic.
No. I'm just feeling a little under the weather. I'm very happy for her. I just want to let you guys know, ever since episode 2 of the podcast, Cynthia has been like, we have to get a soundboard. We've really got to get that up and moving. You know? I just really want to figure out a way to do it.
And I just like eventually pedaled the metal. We made it happen. I texted late last night. I was like, ladies and gentlemen.
I know. I'm in a neo-citron haze in bed. And there's Cynthia with like, I made it work.
Fart sounds all around.
Yeah.
But let's get to the main stage. Woo, 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 woo. Let's do it. What did we think of RuPaul? What did we think of RuPaul's look?
I thought it was a little, it was pretty, it was a little matronly, it wasn't my favorite thing in the world, but her cleavage, the makeup on her cleavage today was exceptional.
Mm-hmm, the martini glass.
I was just, I don't know how she did the titties this week, but they just looked so good.
I was vibing with the gray hair.
I thought, yeah, I liked it. It wasn't my favorite though, but it was pretty. I just couldn't get my eyes off the cleavage.
True. My eyes are up here. My eyes are up here.
It felt very like that. I was just like, why am I so concentrated on her titties right now? But like, they just look so good.
Well, Michelle's not the titty girl anymore.
Michelle looked good.
Michelle, it's becoming too predictable. Of course, I'm obsessed.
Yes.
Obsessed.
But you know who else you're obsessed with? Alan Carr, your husband.
Alan Carr is there too. Cutie patootie in a cream suit, being funny as hell. And we have our guest judge this week, Hannah Waddingham. Do we know her work?
I am not familiar with Hannah Waddingham. Actually, so last week we had said that Anthony was very excited about the guest judge, but it was actually this week Hannah Waddingham, our editor Anthony, is in love with and actually sent us a TikTok to show us how beautiful Hannah is. And I just said that that's Cynthia in 25 years. Like, that's all Hannah is. God's favorite with not a wrinkle on her face.
She's so beautiful. That photo shoot montage TikTok, I was like, after you said that was me in 50 years, I literally was like, I would love to look like that.
I'm going to look her up. What is she? Hannah Waddingham.
I think she's got to be theater.
She's a British actress. Oh, I fucked up.
2 hours later.
Oh my God, she was on, is she the Shame girl from, what's it called, Game of Thrones? Shame.
Oh, cool.
Shame. Is that her? Shame. It looks like her in the photo. She's Factory Woman 2 in Les Mis.
Big break. That was her big break.
She's the witch in Into the Woods.
Okay. So that's musical. So she's got a little, she's got her musical theater chops.
Oh, she felt very musical when, you know, when seeing
when Dakota
her.
Said she hated musicals.
She was like, oh.
I thought.
Yeah, she's stunning though. She's absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. I feel like an idiot not knowing who she is, and I feel like we're going to get roasted into the replies, but.
Read the room, my dear. Is it cringe to like do your own sound on a soundboard?
No.
I think it is.
No, you're so funny. Oh my God. Yeah, she was the shame. Okay, cool. I love it.
Fabulous. Well, she's fabulous. Breathtaking in the Thunderdome this week in that patent and like nude bustier. She looked fabulous.
When I saw that, I was just like, God, I wish I could wear that. I want that.
You can wear a form of that. Definitely that material.
Oh, that color? Oh, it'd be divine on me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she looked incredible. Now, let's get right to the Rusical. What did you think? Let's just talk girl by girl about how you think they did in it. Overall, we'll talk about later. But before we start, I need to go on a small tangent. You need to tell me what your favorite Rusical of all time is.
Ooh, the Courtney Act and Adore Delano one.
Good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. Mine is the Kardashians, the Rusical.
Oh, yeah. You've said that before. Yes.
Nothing will top it. Momager, my favorite. we should get Momager as a sound, too. Momager.
And honestly, bonus points for my season's Rusical. I feel like Revealiana, Eve's little like. Now we pause for the big reveal. Like it was iconic. It was car crash TV, and that's why I think it has a place in like history. I mean, it was funny.
Yeah, that's really the only part of the whole thing I remember.
And my beautiful singing voice.
Yes, and your beautiful singing
back
voice.
Back me, bestie.
Yeah, yes. Your beautiful singing voice and how you were robbed. But from the actual, like, musical part, I only remember Eve's part.
Ugh. Which was so funny. So that's why it gets honorable mention. But okay. Yes.
Oh, and I also remember Kendall making her crazy Kendall face.
That one.
Their angry face, yeah.
Yes, yeah. She emotes.
She's really very emotive. Yes, very emotive. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So where did this Larry Poppins Rusical, the unofficial sequel, land on your book, in your books, compared to your favorite?
Better than Rats. Remember Rats?
Okay. Yeah, I do know that you said.
Better than Rats, but not my favorite. Like, it was fine. I thought everyone was good.
This, to me, it started strong. I liked Dakota and Peppa as their role in, like, the little girl role that they were actually committing. And I thought Baby killed it. I thought she looked really hot. She gave it great energy. And I didn't know what they were talking about when they said she looked nervous.
I didn't catch it. I felt crazy because I thought Baby did great.
Yeah.
She was one of my tops because I loved the way she danced. I loved the confidence. Even that, like, scream at the end that she, like, really, really held on to. And she didn't fall out of character once. I was so confused when the judges were just like, you were really nervous. I was like,
Yeah.
If anything, I would have said Dakota and Peppa were the most timid out of everybody on the stage. And I think they should have probably been the ones who would have been in the bottom two rather than Baby, you know?
I know. That was super sus. That made no sense to me. Because she did it. She killed it in her number. Mm-hmm. So those three were fabulous. Pixie, I thought was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, just kind of, it made me laugh because of, like, her normal drag makeup in that costume. It looked like the most glam chimney sweeper we've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. But I liked what she did with her lip. Like, she made her one lip, like, a little higher.
Yes, she gave, like, an asymmetrical choice, which was perfect because it leans into the, like, the kooky side of it. But there was something about the smoky eye. I was like, could we have maybe, like, it was as if she did her clean theater face, but she should have done a little like dirt on her face or something.
Yeah, she thought, I need to look beautiful in like an hour after this, so we're just gonna oh, that's make this
true.
Easier.
The makeup yeah. change. Honestly, that's so true when you have yeah. to switch face for the runway. But overall, her performance, I thought, middle of the road, just not stand out. It was too polite.
It was too polite.
A safe role.
I think she should have been Roxy Rude and she should have been Larry.
Pixie, are you listening? Enough Pixie Polite, more Roxy Rude.
We want Roxy Rude, you yeah. know? So, yeah. What Patty did you think pissed. Of? What did you think of Cheddar Gorgeous?
You know what? A great job for not being considering themselves a dancer. I thought the character was there. I yeah. just only saw them, their eye contact kind of distance out when they were doing that choreo part where it was like end of 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
You could see them counting, but I'm not going to fault someone who's not like a natural born dancer under the time restraints. I thought she killed it.
See, I didn't even notice any of that because I feel like the character choices she made with the, like, wobbly dance, like, the drunk wobbly dance, made even her looking like she was concentrating like a drunk person trying to walk straight. So for me, it felt like a character choice and it didn't pull me out of it at all. And she keeps surprising me every week with her personality because her artistry is so beautiful that you don't think that there's going to be much else there. And she is so, so fun and so cool. So
very multifaceted. I think mm-hmm. there's something to be said about someone who just kind of has been doing drag for so long. They've always had to be like so self-assured, like mm-hmm. strong in themselves. So she knows how to kind of do a little bit of everything. And some things amazingly. Like, there are avenues where she absolutely excels. And yeah. then in these other ones where it's like, oh, she's not a dancer, but she still pulls through. And that's yeah. Drag Race. To me, in a nutshell, that's when someone excels on Drag Race. They're, like, willing to push themselves out of comfort zones. And then mm-hmm. production favors them and wants them to win.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That part.
What did you think? What did you
I'm
think?
Too slow. I'm too slow.
You gotta be faster.
I know. I gotta find them.
We almost have to have Anthony sit in and just press them. I know. That would be a lot to ask.
But I feel like he would love it.
I know. But then I would feel bad. But LaPhil, what should we say about LaPhil? You say your piece about LaPhil and then I'll have my rant.
Didn't like it.
What?
I just, to me, I, for some reason, it was like, I don't know what it was. I didn't like it. I think it was the writing. I think it was the writing. That song bothered me because I thought it was weird writing. I was like, where? At that point in the script got a little weird. Like, I was trying to follow along Baby's mm-hmm. plot line, and the girls run away, then they're licking lollipops, and then there's,
oh,
like,
then it didn't make sense.
A horny bird, and all of a sudden, like, I'm just trying to keep up. So from that sense, I was kind of just perplexed. So I think mm-hmm. it's less LaPhil, and it's more Le Script.
Okay, I was like, press that fucking shade button, because I loved it. I loved it. I thought she was great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I loved it. I thought she did so good. And just like what Alan said, she didn't slip once in her lyrics. And they were so tight. And if that was all live, she could have definitely slipped up. And I think that they did not give her flowers for how hard her role was and for mm-hmm. how dedicated she was to it and for how physical she was. On top of being, like, she was on top of her words, she was extremely physical in her movement, and she was very, very present in her face. I thought she had a super hard role, and that she did amazing on it, and I was so shocked when they were like, bottom three. I was like, what? What?
Bottom made no sense.
No sense. No sense. But speaking of bottoms, you don't have her here, but John Burr's blonde. JB blonde.
Oh, yes. John
Horny
Bird.
Horny Bird.
I thought she did a really good job. I thought she yeah, was really funny.
I didn't think it was funny, but I thought she... I'm glad she did the character choice of just being, like, a sexy bird.
I really... That kind of role, like, that desperate kind of role can go cringe really mm-hmm. quickly. And there was something about her dedication that just was making me laugh. I think it reminded me of the Rats musical, but successful. Like that, like I felt like there was parts of it where it was just was like the payoff was there in the comedy. Whereas in Rats, I felt uncomfortable or something. I don't know. She yeah. leaned into the right amount of humor that it made me laugh. And the costume too was really funny. How like sparse the little feathers were. I don't yeah. know. And then just screaming at the top of her lungs, pluck me.
You like that?
I do like that. How did Danny Beard do? 10 out of 10.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've said that from the beginning. Danny was incredible. Danny, but I think Danny, you could have put Danny in any single role and Danny would have outshined every single person on the stage.
I know. Even like the toddler role at the very beginning, it would have just been funny to see them in anything. And so that's where it's like, I love their confidence. Their confidence in their choices they make on stage, because it's really big, but it always pays off.
But if it was me, like if I was Roxy Root, Pixie Blonde, I would have taken Danny and given them the smallest part.
Truly.
Yeah. I would have been like, who has the least amount of lines in the show? Danny. Here you go. Take it. Like the fact that she gave her, handed her the most lines, the title role of the show was being like, here you go. I want you to win. And well, she did.
And technically, that little chimney sweeper at the beginning, Pixie's ultimate role, that was a tiny role. Their trade was the mistake. Like, had Pixie stuck to her guns and been like, no, like I can take this many lines in the script. I can learn this much dancing. She would have kind of silenced Danny, and that's where it was like, oh, it just to me, it seemed like she got scared.
I think it would have been either two extremes. She would have won the whole thing, taken the day, gotten the repeater badge, and put herself in the race to be like, I am a contender and someone you guys should be threatened by, or she would have went home.
Yeah. Stick your neck out kind of thing. And then so now she's just playing safe. And
it felt a little safe to me, which was... Yeah. It's boring, babes. You know, we don't want it's boring. It's
real boring.
It's boring. Be so Roxy Road.
Where's Roxy Road? Come on, love. So yeah, it just... You know, it was a fun musical, I thought, overall. It started really strong. I thought the way it started with Baby, Peppa, and Dakota, that was kind of my favorite part.
I honestly, dead ass, I don't think musicals are what they used to be.
Musicals have changed, man.
They've changed. They have. They've
changed.
They're not what they used to be.
The whole show's changed, right? Like, there is, like, a change in vibe, maybe writing. For you, in a couple... tidbits, what has changed the
energy? I liked when the musical was episode 2 to 3, because then you just have so many girls, you know, there's like 12 girls where you could do this huge musical and it feels a lot more grand, you know, and it's easier to kind of have these like big parts. I feel like when there's a little bit of a smaller group, like when it's more middle of the pack, it gets a little like the parts are a lot longer. And you have less of these, like, ensemble ones. And I also find, like, the writing of them has always been awful. But now the writing of it is, I don't know.
I know what you mean about the writing. Sometimes, like, because even in this one, I was trying to just, like, play patient. Yeah. But there were a couple points where I was like, what? What's going on? And then it's a choice to be, like, acknowledge in the script that the story is bad. To kind of wrap a bow on it, like, because they didn't know how to finish it. So they're like, this musical's terrible. Like, the writing's terrible. To just be like, and we're done.
And we're done. Yeah. I feel like the American one gets the good musicals. Because even season 14, they did Moulin Rouge, which is like, that's a good one, you know?
Mm-hmm. They've got the strongest, like, music people on there.
Yeah. I feel like they save the really, really good ones for them. Mm-hmm. And we kind of get the, like, dust.
Larry Poppins. You know, I was entertained.
Good. I'm glad you were.
Yeah. Were you not entertained?
Nope.
Oh, no. You were bored?
I was bored, babes.
Okay. So who took it this week? The one, the only Danny Beard. They were our official winner.
Well, I mean, we still have to talk about the runways.
Oh my god, yeah, we gotta dive into the runways. Thank you. Sorry. I don't know if you can tell this week. I'm like looking at my script through like a very bright light, so I can't read my second monitor as
well. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was noticing you're having trouble following along.
Yeah. So let's dive into the runways.
Yes. Let's start with our favorite, Roxy Road, Pixie Polite. What'd you think?
Because the category was West End Wonders. So each look is
which is their Broadway.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So hearkening to theater, the favorite roles.
It's the theater.
I thought Pixie Polite, great wig, great reveal. the dress, the original, the first dress was like a little simple, so it was fun that it did something. Like, I'm glad yeah. there was like an action on the runway.
I did love the wig. I felt like it was a little low. You know, it kind of covered her eyes a bit, but that might have just been lighting. I thought she looked great. Wait, oh my God, I have to ask. What would you do? Are you a musical girlie?
Oh my God. Sometimes I just watch this and I should anticipate this question. What would I do? Oh, I'd be tempted to do something like from Wicked or...
Okay, right?
Second to that. No, it would be, probably would be Wicked. Wicked is like my favorite musical.
I would be tempted to be Glinda because like I do Kristen Chenoweth so much in my own yeah. drag. Imagine me walking out in her like blue thing with ball gown, like that yeah. whole thing. Or I thought Waitress.
Cute.
Yeah.
Really cute.
I love that musical. Have you seen Waitress?
I've never seen it. Colleen Ballinger was in it at one point, right? Miranda Sings.
I don't know.
I think she did a stint in New York last year or the year before. So that's how that musical is on my radar.
Oh my God, Used to Be Mine. So good. or Legally Blonde. Oh my God, imagine coming out as Elle Woods.
I mean,
Elle Woods.
Don't I every day?
Elle Woods.
Good choices, strong choices.
Thank you. I just picked two blondes and a woman.
Didn't see it coming.
Didn't see those coming at all, Juice. Those are not predictable in the least bit. but Pixie, we like Pixie's great reveal, blah, blah. John yeah. Burse. John Burse Blonde.
Okay, this was like a really wonderful silhouette and just like very complicated in construction. But the hat, to me, I didn't like the hat.
I felt like the hat, I would have preferred the hat to be either smaller or to sit higher. And I feel like there's only a few raindrops
mm-hmm.
and there should have been much more. And like, maybe she should have had them on an umbrella or something. I didn't like where they were sitting. It felt like they were hitting her in the face.
I agree. There was just a couple and they just were like hitting her right there.
I wasn't a big fan. Yeah.
It was fine. you didn't like the trench either?
I thought it was large but simple.
Yeah.
And like not in like a good way. And like I wish there was more to it. Like even the fabric looked really thin.
I know. I think it's one of those things when like there's all these patterned pieces, but it reads flat on camera. Like, cause it's like, I remember like there were, if you pause it, there's like boning and then there was like another thing. And then there was like a cage. Like there was lots of detail.
It looked like almost... a design challenge to me.
Yeah, it kind of did.
Yeah. It kind of gave like she was walking out in her design, and for a design challenge, it would have been great. But yeah, it
would have been fun to see those dangling beads somehow continue into the clothing and not.
Do you know what?
Hit her face.
Actually, if she would have done it almost in the sense of Kim Kardashian did when she did the latex with dangling beads, imagine if she did something similar to that, where it was like the yellow latex with those dangling beads, and she still had that very wet sculpted hair, and she really didn't do that hat. I feel like that would have been very beautiful on her.
I concur.
Good for us. Black Peppa.
The headpiece was really incredible. This like took it there for me. Yeah. Really, really cool.
I love the headpiece. I wish it was straighter. I felt like it was like, it looked like it was falling a bit.
Yeah, it did shift, definitely.
Okay, but stunning, like completely mm-hmm. rhinestoned. There's actually a drag.
the tiger was going, rawr?
It was a lion. but there's actually, and I said drag before, I don't know why, but there's a burlesque performer named Frankie Fictitious, one of my favorite performers, and they have this act where it's Welcome to the Jungle, and they have a completely rhinestoned lion's head on mm-hmm. their head, and they have this lion's costume, and during the like the big drop in Welcome to the Jungle, she pulls two strings and the lion costume explodes off of her body into this beautiful rhinestoned piece under it, but the lion's head stays on and it's encrusted in crystals. It is such a cool act. I would die to see it in person. But yeah, that's what it kind of reminded me of. But yeah, I liked
it. Giving that.
It was good. Yeah.
Next we have Dakota Schiffer.
Oh.
Fabulous.
The hair. I want that hair.
It's so pretty. I would love to see you in hair like that.
With the bow?
Yes, really cool. It was her, she was in her element, her era, her palette. It was just really, really cool.
Yeah. And when everybody gasped when she went out, it was like, yeah, that makes sense. You know?
Mm-hmm. It was relatively simple, but like, because that modern, like the mod 60s look is, and mm-hmm. it just was, I think the wig took it there. It was that right huge height, the little spit curls, the bow. It was all, it was minimalism done perfectly.
And I feel like I've never seen a queen do mod in such an authentic way that she does it.
Yeah, she like lives in that era.
Yeah, it feels like she's just pulled out of a magazine. It doesn't look like she's trying too hard or she's falling onto stereotypes. She looks mod straight up front to back. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, well done. I really like this runway. Mm-hmm. Did you vibe with Cheddar Gorgeous?
I loved.
Yes. Yes. Great inspo. That's a fun musical as well too.
Yeah, I was expecting it. Oh, what was Dakota's inspired by?
Funny Girl.
With funny.
Barbra Streisand.
The guy said, "Honey, you're a funny girl."
Which I didn't actually think it was giving me. Like, I would do the prosthetic nose or something if she was gonna be Barbara. But
I think that might have been problematic, maybe.
But everyone does it. Like, it's to be like the Barbara nose. Like, Manila does it. It's like,
Manila got in a lot of trouble for that.
For doing the nose?
Yeah, very. It was a lot of Jewish people were very offended by that. Yeah, it was very bad.
To me, I put it in the category of like when people do Reba McEntire and they like don't paint their upper lip because she has like a thin upper lip. There's these like iconic cues. Maybe my age is showing. But maybe that's why she didn't do it. She's like a woke Barbara.
Yeah. So for the future, Cynthia, please don't put a fake nose on to look like Barbara Streisand.
Never say never. And then who else do we have down LaFille. That runway? LaFille. How could I forget? I'm forgetting LaFille this week. No. But this outfit was cool. This outfit was fabulous.
Yes, and they were agree.
Inspired by the Prince and I, right?
King and I.
The King and I? King and I, yes.
King and I, yeah. I felt she looked short in it. I feel like I wanted her to look longer, but overall mm-hmm. it was stunning. Like the makeup was beautiful.
Yeah, if I were LaFille, because she is quite petite, if she's gonna do these huge gowns, like these draped, caped pieces, this is when like Gaga wears crazy shoes so that you mm-hmm. still have the height, or maybe some slits running like right up to the armpit, so you get this movement and this openness. Because I thought too, she kind of looked swallowed by like satin sheets.
And like last week, she looked very long with her legs out and the way that it sat on her hip. She looked very tall, very long. But I thought because
that was a tiny little dress, right?
It was a little itty bitty, little scoochy, mm-hmm.
hairy, a little hairy, scary dress,
hairy scoochy.
Yeah, so that's where I think that would be the one takeaway for LaFille, and that's probably what she'll see. Watching herself on TV, it's like, oh, I could do this kind of little trick.
I could do a little this, a little that. What did you think of Baby? My favorite Baby.
This actually reminded me of Vivian Vanderpuss, that same. Latex look in season 3.
Yeah, same. But I felt like she has a little bit more fat on her thigh. Because remember we were saying about Vivian's that she looked a little small in the bum. Mm-hmm.
This was the inflated version. Of
yes, this was the thick version. Yeah. I liked it.
I thought it was cool. Like there were elements I felt it got a little sparse up top. It kind of all the interest was below the belt, so to speak, with the thigh shape. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think overall I was into it. I felt like I hadn't seen that silhouette aside from Vivian before, and hers was bigger and, in a way, better
because of that shape. Well, I like the color and the fabric better of hers. This one's a lot more denim. I also, I miss pasties. I miss bras. I'm seeing a lot of nipples this season. A lot of nipples are happening.
Nipplegate
season. Nipplegate, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a piece of tape, gone. You know? A lot of nipples. So, that was my only thing, like... Do we have to have our nipples hanging out like all the time? But
I know. You know. That's why I love Black Peppa's read. I was like, get her.
Oh, yeah, put some clothes on.
I felt bad last week about kind of not loving her runway look, but I just was like, it just didn't actually feel like enough of a look.
Well, there wasn't a look. It was just a cage with
it was a look.
Now, speaking of looks,
Mwama.
Danny Beard.
This was so cool. This was so cool. It was very cool. Very, very cool. For anyone who missed the episode, Danny Beard came out looking like a 9-foot tall Venus flytrap from
Little Shop of Horrors. Yeah.
Little Shop of Horrors. Thank you. And incredible.
Yeah, it was wild. And it was a fully functional puppet that worked. I don't know how she's storing this, how she got it there, no idea. But how she even got it on, how she kept it on, no idea. But kudos to her. Fucking yeah. Insane, no, dude.
Absolutely, absolutely. It was just like, it was... That's our live audience. That's our finally chiming in.
Semi-qualified queens shot in front of a live studio audience.
They're really picky. They don't always cheer, but when they do, it's because they really like it.
Yeah.
Because Danny's look was sensational. It was 20 out of 10.
I think it was one of the best looks on the stage this season so far. Mm-hmm. You know? So good honor.
It was giving, like, Bombay's inflatable look. Yeah. I think it's going to live in my head. It's going to stand out. It's going to ascend from, like, the season itself. Yeah. That's how impressive I thought it was, personally. Yeah. I don't know if I'm making a bold claim here.
No, I don't think that's too bold. I think you're right on the money. It was very good. But with that being said, she is also the winner of the week because she very much excelled at the...
Killed it.
...Rusical. I think if she wore, like, a string bikini, she still would have won this week.
The bra and panty collection.
Yeah, she did the Kimmy Couture bra and panty collection. She still would have won this week. She fucking annihilated that Rusical. So,
bravo. And then we have in the bottom, unfortunately, it's down to Dakota and Baby.
LaFilla is bottom three, which I didn't agree with. But, you know, it's Baby and Dakota who are actually lip syncing. Which, I don't think so because Baby was not that bad. It felt a little produced to me.
Personally, but then would you have seen you would want LaFille in the bottom?
I think they were producing it to take Dakota out.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because if they put Black Peppa in the bottom, Black Peppa would have sent home Dakota. If they put Baby in the bottom, she's gonna send home. Like, I think Dakota is so good, but Baby and Black Peppa are both two of the best dancers there, right? And that's and I'm only saying Black Peppa is because I felt like. Maybe she wasn't as strong as Baby was in the Rusical. I thought Baby was a little stronger. But even if they didn't like the way LaFille did and they put LaFille in the bottom, I feel like LaFille would still probably outperform Dakota as well. So.
What a lip sync, though.
Oh, it was fun.
It was really good.
It was fun. I like when Dakota left and then did. Yeah. No. I thought that was really cute.
Like, really, like, there to me, it was actually a really close call. Because I had no idea this was going to be the ending. And so I was like, is this going to be a double save? Like, I literally thought RuPaul was about to say, like, you both stay.
Oh, really? No, Baby cleaned for me. She destroyed.
But, like, to that point, Ru was about to save her then. And she literally stepped in and said, no,
I'm out.
I'm going to peace.
But I like the way she worded it. She said, I need to leave to take care of myself. She didn't say, I want to go home. This isn't for me. I don't like it here. She said, I need to take care of myself. I need to leave. I have some things that I am not okay, and I need to go and fix those things. And I felt like that was the best way to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she controlled her own narrative. She controlled the way that she was doing the situation, and she didn't do it in a way that would disrespect anyone on that stage or anyone on the judging panel.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see if she ever comes back, does it again.
I think she may be like me, where it's something where it's scary to go back because you see how it messed with your head. And it may not be something where you can wrap your mind around being back in that space, you know?
Mm-hmm. So ultimately, no, she wouldn't. Kind of thing.
I don't know. I'm not saying no. I'm not saying like for me, it's like a never say never kind of thing. And I think for her, maybe it's a never say never too. But I think if they were to ask her to be like on season 5, she may be like, I'm all right. Give me a bit, you know? Yeah. I think she may need some time, but you know, I hope she's good now. I hope she was able to take the time to kind of get back to who she is.
Mm-hmm. Everyone go flood her accounts. Give her extra love this week because Baby was a highlight of this season.
Oh, she was
I really didn't see this coming. I was like, what?
No.
God. What?
I actually want to see. She posted something. Theater is out now. Link in bio. Produced and co-written by myself and LXD Music. Oh, fun. So she put out a single.
Oh, everyone go stream Baby's new music ASAP right now. Let's support.
Yeah. What a fun thing to do on your elimination. You know?
Drop a single.
It's a very classic Drag Race to drop very a single. Drag Race. And I feel like people stopped doing that, so it's kind of fun that she did it.
Bring it back. Hey, but do we want to take a question from one of our SQ Cuties, Juice?
Oh my god, yeah, let's do that. Let's go to questions. Okay, this one's Ashley from Halifax.
Hi, Cynthia and Juicebox. My name's Ashley. I'm from Halifax. And my question for you guys is, if you could only eat one fruit for the rest of your life, what fruit would it be? Also, I have a side question. Okay, so I vaguely remember you guys mentioning you might do a tour for the podcast, and I'm just throwing it out there that you should come to Halifax because I would really love to see you guys. And I actually got to see Cynthia on her Brat Pack East Coast tour this summer, and your performance was amazing. And if the Brat Pack is wondering who gave Gia a squishmallow during the Halifax show, that would be me. Anyways, I hope you guys have a wonderful day and love you both. Okay, bye.
Aw, bye, Ashley. That was so cute.
Ashley has a pep in her step. I love that.
I love her speaking voice. I feel like it's scratching my brain. Ashley, I can picture you. And once you said the squishmallow, I was like, okay, I remember you. That was a really fun part of the tour. What do you say, Juice? Do you want to get some fresh lobster out east and do a little tour?
I would love to do an East Coast tour. I'm actually going to the East Coast in December. Yes, I am. Me and Irma are doing a show in PEI, and then there's another show happening that has not been announced yet. I have a burp. Ooh.
So we'll grassroots this. We'll start from the local scenes. Once we get there, we're gonna keep plugging because you never know.
Never know. And maybe we could work on something for next summer. You know,
like literally, absolutely.
Yeah. I think that's
gotta nice happen. Spot.
Oh, please, yes. I think we should at least get a few cities, we should build a cute little show and see what we can do with it. And if there's want for it, and if you guys are going to come, then great. We probably won't do, like, it's not going to be, like, Trixie and Katya's eyes.
Like, auditoriums filled.
Filled.
The two of us be like, we forget my first line.
Yeah, that's probably not gonna happen. We'll probably do some cute little things. But her first question, which we forgot about, what if you could eat one fruit for the rest of your life, what would it be?
So I'm torn between oranges and bananas, and I think ultimately I would pick banana for like its versatility. I feel like you can whip it and make it into like a vegan ice cream. And if you gotta eat it all the time, I want variety, right? What about you?
Mine would be Anthony from Queer Eye. I love that little fruit.
I love that.
No, I agree. Bananas. Because bananas seem to be really the only fruit I eat already. Because I have one with my protein shake every day. So, and I agree. Like, you can make it into a pancake. You can make it into an ice cream. You can make it into... Bananas feel like... They're almost like the yeast of fruit, you know? They're like the bread of fruit. So I would say bananas too. Although if I eat too many bananas, I get like immediate diarrhea. If I have two bananas in a day, I'm shitting myself.
Yeah.
So it would be one fruit a day, but it would be a fruit, you know?
One banana a day keeps the doctor away. Two bananas a day, straight to the bidet. That's what they say.
She's a lyricist. That's a straight up rapstress right there.
That's me.
Don't even have to ask for it for me to get it. Should we do another one or should we save it for next week?
I feel like we should dive right in. I want to hear from Angel as well.
Hi, Cynthia and Juice. My name is Angel. I'm a 15-year-old drag queen. What's your advice for queens who can't go out into clubs to get involved in their scene and help elevate their drag?
What of that? Hello, Angel.
Aw, hi, Angel. That's so cool that you're already doing drag, 15. Could you imagine doing drag at 15?
No.
So wow. That's so cool. I love your confidence. So mm-hmm. You can't go to clubs, which we totally respect, because there's, you know, some of these places where drag happens, there's also liquor being served, and so there's the difficulty of drinking age. But I would argue that there are some all ages shows happening everywhere all the time now, like daytime friendly, mm-hmm. like some of these drag brunches are all ages because families want to come out and support. So I feel, Angel, there could be a couple places for you to spread your little wings.
Yeah.
You think, Juice?
Oh, I think. And then there's also, like, I know this is going to sound silly, but what about, like, school talent shows or, like, local talent shows in your area? I'm sure there's lots of stuff like that. There's also, and I know this is going to sound silly, but community theater really helped me growing up. You know, it helps you with the confidence of being on stage. It helps you with the confidence of, like, owning who you are and owning your movement and being present in those choices. So I would say even, like, participating in a lot of theater stuff, or honest to God, TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
TikTok is such a huge, huge thing, online. Especially for drag. Yeah, digital drag is massive. So if you could do, like, cute lip sync videos, you could practice your makeup, you could do transformations, you could do tutorials, you could learn from tutorials. So I feel like there's a lot to do in the digital space as well. So yeah, that's what I would say.
That's so cool. We wish you the best of luck, Angel.
Yeah, and is Angel their drag name, or?
I kind of made that assumption, but I could be wrong. So
yeah, because Angel could be a regular name.
Yeah, I love that.
Remember Ashley Parker Angel?
Ooh, no.
Liquid Dreams?
Oh my God, I didn't know Angel was in his name.
Ashley Parker Ashley. Angel. Oh yeah.
Wow.
The twink to end name. All twinks.
What a name. I didn't realize it was that fully loaded. Jesus.
Yeah, fully loaded. Liquid Dreams.
That was a good song. That was a
good
song.
God, I loved Liquid Dreams. It was literally
making
about...
Making the band.
Oh, Making the Band was so good. Remember Dream?
Mm-hmm.
I love Dream.
Iconic. They need a comeback tour.
I think they tried it. I saw this whole thing where they were trying to do a comeback, and then, like, they had, like, a whole show about it, but then something happened to the show where they, like, cut the show, and they, like, never aired it, and, like, one of the girls is, like, a waitress now. Like, yeah, it's wild.
Damn.
I know. How the mighty have fallen.
One day we'll be waitresses.
I was like, that's our fucking future, bitch. Like, can't wait to be like, hi, my name is Juice. What can I get you today?
Yeah.
It's a waitress.
It's a waitress. Well, thank you for tuning in this week to Semi-Qualified Queens. Our first video experience as I struggle bus along trying to produce this at the same time. This has been so fun.
I've had a great time. Thank you for taking all this on, Cynthia.
Oh my God, don't worry. You know me and my spurts of energy.
She's like, we're going to do this.
We're doing it.
We're going to do it. So hopefully there's going to be some TikTok content coming your way. Maybe we can even start a Patreon or a Fansly. We could even something like that.
I'm kind of tempted to make this a paywall thing. I think this is a good idea.
Not a paywall. Yeah, I thought it might be fun to... Let us know if that's something you guys would be interested in. If we did, like, the video content is strictly for... You know, Patreon subscribers, maybe even Patreon subscribers get the video content a day early, so you get to see the episode a day early. If that's anything that you guys are interested in, let us know. I don't think it would be an obscene amount.
No. Family and friends discount.
Yeah, listeners, we love you. You're our family. Mm-hmm. You're our besties.
Cutie discount.
SQ Cutie discount. And SQ Cuties, if you want to join the conversation at all, don't forget to message us on Instagram at semiqualifiedqueenspod, Twitter at SQQpod using the hashtag semiqualifiedquestions, or email us at semiqualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com. But if you want to have your voice on the pod, which we love to do, we love to hear those questions coming right out of your cute little mouths, go to speakpipe.com/SQQpod. That's speakpipe.com/SQQpod. QQ Pod. Thank you guys so much for another amazing week, and we will see you next week with a little bit more Semi-Qualified Queens.
Mwah.
Bye.
Bye.